Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Star Psychics Blog Talk Radio. That's stars with a Z because we're special. I'm Stars Cast and I will be your host for tonight, taking your calls and setting up the reading queue for the second half of our program. This evening we will have another great topic, so please relax and enjoy. After our topic discussion, we will be ready to take your one question mini reading live on the air or in the chat room. For now, on with the show. Good evening and welcome to Star. Hi there, this is Stars Cast and I'm here with Stars Maya. Tonight we're doing a discussion on tools of the trade, which as many of you know, could be card reading, candle burning, scrying. There's just so many things, crystal ball and channeling. Isn't that right, Stars Maya?
Yes. So great to be with you, Stars Cast. I always enjoy our time together. And that's true. There's just a huge, huge variety of tools of the trade. So where do we begin? Are you going to lead us with, now, Stars Cast, what do you use? What is your primary tool that you like to use?
Well,
or how do you kind of dive in here?
How do I do my readings? Yeah. Well, if time allows, I'd like to do a natal chart. Only because when I started out, I thought, oh gosh, I'm going to have to learn all this, the transits, everything. And I found that I would look at the chart, just the chart with where your planets were in the houses, and I started getting impressions in my head. I don't know that I was actually hearing. Maybe I was just receiving information. So I started doing it that way. And then if somebody really wanted to know, like, the next month in their life, what it was going to be like, I could do that, and that's a lunar return. Or if they wanted me to do a forecast period for the year, which is pretty long, that's called a solar return, I could do that. Then I found that if I didn't want to do a chart, you know, like if it was an impromptu, kind of like somebody had some questions and didn't have time to do that, then, of course, I developed my card deck, which is a playing card, all the playing cards. And in the beginning, I started off using them almost like houses in the chart, in the natal chart, or in any chart, you know, 1 through 12. And the king and the queen and the jack. Well, those were people in the deck, right? Then I started investigating and I learned. Now, mind you, I started this back in the 1990s. And, you know, so I had a lot of time and I did a lot of research and I learned how other people were doing it. And I had this one friend of mine that was president of this big organization and I happened to handle the money. I mean, does that surprise you? But anyways, I was the secretary treasurer, and we got really close, and she always used regular playing cards. So, you know, I sat with her a little bit. She helped me along the way. I mean, this was a long time ago. She was very kind, very generous with her, you know, to tell me how she comes about this. Her timing, that's where I learned the timing from, was from her. And so, you know, basically I just use a regular deck. I like to incorporate both, though. I feel if they have like 30 minutes to an hour with me, they can get a lot more, and it is very accurate. I think Stars JC mentioned that one time that, you know, if you want timing, you go to somebody who either channels the information, like yourself, talks to their guides, or, you know, because a lot of people just cannot do timing, Stars Maya, as we know. So that's how I got, that's what I use, you know. And what about you? What do you use?
Well, I think that's a good point. And I would like to start off, I used tarot, mainly I used playing cards years back. Now, I've been in the business for about 35 years, so I transitioned over to channeling. To me, it's channeling. I connect with my guides. It's almost a unconscious connection with my guides. In other words, it's not a, you know, a person that I call out and I see this figure before me. But I think it's really important that our clients know that when we're talking about psychic astrologers or tarot cards, guides, channeling, mediums, runes, stones, no matter what tools they use, one psychic's ability is not less or more because of the tools that they may use. And I think there's some misconceptions out there. So I just kind of wanted to throw that out there that, for example, like you talked about doing the astrology, and, of course, being in the business, I'm sure you yourself, too, have experienced it. I've had my chart, you know, I'm talking about a full, not just, you know, oh, your sun sign is this and this is this, but I've had a full chart done. And these true astrologers, like the wonderful ones that you have on your site, they are also very psychic gifted. So would you agree that regardless of the tool or the way that we're connecting for our clients, it all goes back to having gifts and abilities, regardless of the tools that we use?
Absolutely. You know, somebody once tagged me as an intuitive astrologer, you know, which was kind of neat, and I never thought of it that way. But yes, you know, everybody is gifted in a different way, and we have to realize that. But the whole thing, too, we have to get back to is you have to resonate with that advisor that you're going to. And we talked about that last week. But their tools are very important. I mean, maybe you're looking for somebody who just channels. Well, that's fine. Then seek that out. Don't go to a tarot card reader, because sometimes they do both, though. I mean, I interview them all, and I hired some this week, and they do them both. But it doesn't mean that one is better than the other. I, you know, because of dealing with all of them, as you know, Stars Maya, I have seen so much talent, and age doesn't make a difference. Length of time in the business doesn't make a difference. For me, when I interview, I listen to their voice. I listen to how they respond to my questions. Usually they're similar questions that I ask in the interview. And they always do a little mini reading. And I have found that they are, you know, they're all gifted in their own right. And they all use different things. Some will say, well, if I need more clarification, I'll take out my cards. Sometimes, you know, the client wants, they'll say to you, well, yeah, throw your cards. I'd like to know what the cards say, because that's what they're also looking for. But you're right. I mean, and astrologers, yes, are, you know, Stars JC is very gifted in that way. I mean, she pulls things. She doesn't really talk about astrology and the transits. Oh, with me, she does, because she knows I know them. But, she knows so much. But I think it's just the basics that she's had. And it doesn't mean just because she's an astrologer, it doesn't mean she's not psychic. They are all psychic, even if they don't want to admit to it, they are.
Exactly. And that is what I think is really important for our clients to know, that even reading playing cards or tarot cards, that's a tool, that's a way of connecting. I connect with my spirit guides. That's how I receive my information, whereas someone else, and I did used to use the playing cards, and I for some reason I resonated more with regular playing cards, but it was the same thing. It's all a connection. And when I do a session or a reading, I always ask for a date of birth, and I always have to let the client know that I don't do astrology, because that is a very, very popular, and I agree with you, it the timing and the accuracy of that. Not to say that my guides can't be accurate, but the accuracy in astrology, and I believe in tarot cards, is astrology maybe even a little bit more. I think you mentioned time frames. If you need really something specific, time frames, the astrologers are good. But they are all of them that I have come into contact with, and I know all of them on the site are gifted. They have a psychic ability. It's not... There's a misconception, because there's some programs out there. It's not a matter of, you know, going to the store and buying a program, putting it in your computer, and working off of that. I mean, there may be some people not on your site that do that, but the real astrologers, They are gifted. It takes, you know, I'm not an astrologer. I'm fascinated, and I have just the utmost respect for those that use that, because just in having that done for myself, I was overwhelmed with the accuracy and the psychic ability and gifts that were used. It's not something that you can just, you know, plug in. I had a client say to me one time, you know, I don't want to do an astrology reading because I know that that's just a software program. And I said, oh, no, 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 no. That's not true
at all.
What
a misconception that is. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. And I know that a lot of people use pendulums if they feel like they need that extra yes or no. And I've used that before. You mentioned a ball, and it's kind of funny, but actually crystal balls are in use, and a lot of people do use crystal balls, and they also use crystal. Now, I use crystal to kind of assist me with my own inner energy. I don't necessarily look at my crystal for answers, but I know there are psychics or spiritual people working in the profession that use all different types of, I mean, scrying, channeling, ghostwriting. What else can you probably know more about it than me, because
I actually went to a girl years ago, and I worked for this group. She had a crystal ball, and I thought, oh, I gotta go to her. I gotta see. And I was completely kind of new to the field, and I thought, right. Oh, I gotta see this woman, right? She actually saw things in the crystal ball. We had people there. Yeah, it's amazing. But, you know, see, it's like having the third eye open. I mean, you and I could look in this crystal ball day and night and not see anything, you know. But I think
right.
You can train yourself, you know, and if you believe in the tool that you're using and you don't abuse the tool that you're using. I know we tend to sometimes, like I have my cards, and sometimes I'll throw my cards for myself. And, of course, you know, I can tell you who's going to call me first, what kind of person it's going to be, second and third. And then I always think, well, and I don't try to test the cards. I'll say, well, okay, let's try this again to see what happens, right? And then it's all messed up because it's like the cards are talking to me and saying, we told you. Now, once is enough. But, you know, you always try to keep
funny. That's funny.
You push the button.
About the crystal ball, because I've known people that have literally shared that with me, that when they work, and I think it's just a matter of, in a sense, it's all kind of, to me, it's all kind of channeling information, receiving information, and then sharing it with the client. But we all have our comfort zone. We all have our specialty. We all have our unique ways of connecting and receiving that information. And so that's what makes us all so unique and special, is that we do have those different ways, you know. And then, you know, you have the channeling, you have the medium, then you have, and some of them I'm not even sure that I know the exact definition of, you know, like we have the clairaudience, the clairvoyant, the clairsentient, empathic. So we
yep.
have a variety of people. So when you do a reading now, you don't consider yourself, you more are looking at your tools, and your psychic ability comes through using your tools, whether it's astrology or cards. You don't see yourself as like what I consider myself, as more of a channeler or a medium. I connect with my guides and I receive information. And
correct.
I know a lot of people ask me, well, how do you get the information? You know, to me, a clairaudient is someone that actually hears, just like you and I are talking, they actually hear a voice. And I generally don't hear voices. It's more telepathic, I guess.
Right.
How
now,
I
have heard voices before. But I can't, you know, there are some that can use that ability when they do a reading at any time that they need it, but I can't do that. You know, I've heard a man behind me say, okay, so what are we going to do now? This big, deep voice. And I turned around and I said, well, I don't know. What should I do? You know, I mean, I was willing to talk to whatever was behind me. I think it was a very big angel, probably an archangel, because this person had, you could just feel it in his voice. And but I can't do that in a reading where some are so gifted that they do actually hear. The girl that I worked for, getting back to her, she was very talented, and this was a long time ago, but she knew this woman who was a medium. Well, I didn't know what a medium was, okay, so I went over to this lady's house. The house was, she had the house kind of dim. She sat in a chair, and she, her voice actually changed.
Wow.
She had an entity take over. I mean, I sat there. I was like, I wasn't mortified because I was open to everything. I mean, I was the one, it's funny because anybody who joined the group, I had my training then, I guess, I had to interview all the readers, all of them. And I sat there and I was thinking to myself, oh my gosh, listen to her. She told me that I had something around, well, his name was Running Bear. She was very much into the Indian realm, and I forget what this Marlene's, the one she channeled for her, but we went mostly for myself to show me what it was like. I mean, this lady was marvelous. She was just really terrific, very popular, very good friends with my friend, and I was just lucky to get in to see her. I mean, I was so impressed. I can't begin to tell you. It was unreal.
So there are
those out there that actually get, you know, and I forget what they really called her. She was a medium, but there's another. Do you know what the name is, Stars Maya? When they actually take over the person's voice. It was a channeling. It was a medium, but she actually sounded like a different person.
Well,
and she had a candle burning.
Right.
Yeah. It could have been scary for somebody, but I was thrilled.
That would be fascinating. Mm-hmm. I'm not familiar with it being a specific term. The only thing that comes to mind, that the person is, you know, allowing their spiritual energy is stepping back, and so they're taking it a step further. So instead of just sharing the information, like saying, like for example, as a medium, I might say, I have an energy here with me, and I feel like he's an older male. He's showing me a uniform. It's more in that respect. What you're talking about, wow, that is fascinating. And that's very to like what ghost writing, which I often do, especially if I'm doing a past life reading or I'm doing an in-depth reading, you know, that's not something, again, you can do in 5 or 10 minutes. But if I'm doing a really in-depth reading for someone, especially if it's involving karma or their lessons, now I will, a lot of times I will go into a state where my energy backs away. I'm not speaking, so I'm not, I can't say that I'm like the person you're referring to. But I know that the writing style, my guides will tend to refer the male or the female. They won't use personal names. And the way their wording and the way they articulate is very different than myself. So I know that I'm in a meditative state, almost a trance. So it must have something to do. And
trance channeler. I think she was a trance channeler.
Hey, maybe that's what it is.
It just came to me. Yeah, but she was very gifted, an older lady, too. She had been doing it for many, many years. And then I've had so much experience in this, you're right. Then I went to this lady who could do psychometry. She could hold an item and read from that item. Like if you wanted to know about, say you went there for about your love life and you had something of your boyfriend's and you wanted to know, you know, how is this going to progress? Psychometry, that's what she did. She was really good, too.
Yeah, and that's a lot of the police department and people that work with, you know, the police, the FBI, they use psychometry a lot because they oftentimes need an item from that person, especially missing person cases, unsolved murders or crimes. They very often need, and you take advantage of that, you use a piece of the person, an item from the person, and pick up the information. And, of course, we've read, and, you know, it goes on a lot more working with police and unsolved crimes. It goes on a lot more than I think maybe the average person is aware because, like, I live in a small, it's not really a small town in terms of population, but in terms of mentality, it's a small town. So anyone that were to work with the police or do police work would want to remain anonymous. And, of course, for safety reasons also, just for their safety. So, yeah, that's another great thing. And now I have witnessed people that have moved objects with their mind. And then we have remote viewing, which also working with the police. Remote viewing is another tool or form of connection, of being able to, you know, see a location. To me, remote viewing a little bit goes more hand in hand with maybe finding a lost object or, you know, like if your pet's missing or something like that. But I'm not sure. I do a little bit of remote viewing, but it's not my strong point. So
I have done, I think, a form of it. But, you know, I've been noticing that somebody asks me a question, like if I'm on Facebook, for example, and these are people that have known me, Natalie, because that is my name. I am Starscast also. But they'll say, Natalie, what do you get on this? If I tell them whatever comes to me, and not judge what I'm saying, I mean, they get blown away. You're kidding. I said, no, that's what you, but you know, oftentimes because I do so much, I think I have all these little feelers out for all these different things, and so I can't concentrate on one thing, and so it's really difficult for me. But if I respond right away, you know, I went to my pharmacist. She got married in May, and I saw her the last time, and I looked at her, and I turned away. I was waiting for my prescriptions, and I know her well, you know, and I thought, she's thinking of having a baby. No, but I didn't say anything to her then, right? And, that's like your first impression. Whatever you get, so long as it's not totally off the wall and you're not going up to a stranger and saying you're going to have a baby. I mean, I knew her, but I waited. And I called today to see about a prescription, and she was there, and I asked her, I said, I have to ask you something, and I would never have done this if I didn't know her very well. And she knows what I do, and I said, you're not expecting yet, are you? And she got real quiet, and she said, no. She said, this is her second marriage, and she would very much like to start a family. And she said, she kind of like gasped a little bit, and I said, well, she says, well, tell me. And I said, well, when I saw you the last time, that's what came to me, and I should have said something, but I think there were people around or something, and I didn't want to think. I'm in a little southern town, you know, and people will kind of scoff at that kind of thing when you're in a little, I call it a southern hick town. But anyways, it has a four-way stop. But anyways, you know, she said to me, well, I don't know. Am I soon? And I said, yes, and I think it's going to be a girl. I mean, I just blurted it out. I didn't even think about it. I can do that. But I think because, as you know what I do, Stars Maya, and even the ones that are in the room, I mean, I'm negotiating something with somebody tonight for us. So, you know, my head is always everywhere. I just don't focus like you can focus really, really well. And so, and all my other ones that are there, I call them my other ones, but they really are. I mean, there's so many abilities on that site. But it's not that easy. People say, well, how come I can't do it? Well, probably in most instances, it's like me. You are maybe not as scattered as I am doing so many things, but maybe your concentration, you're not focusing just on that at that moment in time. It takes a great skill to do that. It's not that simple. And
right.
I've seen hundreds of advisors, hundreds. I've hired hundreds, probably thousands, some who didn't even know what they could do until I put them in a room on America Online, and they started reading, and everybody was oohing and aahing, and it started them on their path. I've done that for many, and I am, and I haven't met anybody on the site yet who, of course, I hire almost everybody. Not everybody, but, you know, I go through the whole routine with them, and I use my intuition. I use my feelings, Stars Maya. So I think feelings are important, and that's also being an empath. You know, I can go into a store, and it's probably the same for you. If I'm in a grocery store, I have to get out of there really fast. I just feel so uncomfortable. I feel like I'm absorbing everybody that's down that aisle. So I find myself hurrying down this aisle, get what I need. I read the signs. Okay, I don't need to go there. I mean, do you do that too?
I do. I'm not, you know, I've learned to, you know, shut that door. But I still struggle sometimes. I don't do well in crowded places, and especially if there happens to be, like, if I go to the mall and I walk in a store and I may not even go far enough into it to pick up on the person in particular, but if there's negative energy, and by that I mean somebody that's grieving, suffering a loss, going through a lot of times, to me, it's I almost get a feeling of feeling dizzy, and I used to call it, years and years ago when I was a young girl, I would say I'm having a spell is what I would call it, and I don't mean spell as in curse, but it would be like a feeling of just disassociating with myself, and I learned later in life that it was because the energy of all these people, the thoughts, the emotions, and I think especially the emotional aspect of people and picking up, being an empath, picking up on their feelings was very disturbing and distracting for me. And for a lot, I know I have a lot of friends, of course, in the profession, and a lot of them suffer from anxiety because of that. And I wanted also to address what you had said, that I think one of the biggest obstacles for people that are starting out, whether they're 18 or they're 60, but they're starting into the profession, is trying to overanalyze too much, just like what you were talking about. You were so spot on with that. You have to go with your first gut feeling. You know, spiritual connections and working in the psychic profession, it's not something that we can put a scientific curve to. We can't stop and, you know, pick apart everything that we get. You know, if I'm in a session and all of a sudden I see red flowers, when I mentor people, I always tell them, you know, make your field broad, make your area broad when you're first starting out. So instead of trying to decipher at that moment, well, what does red flowers mean? Just share with the client, for some reason I'm getting red flowers. For some reason, I'm being shown a uniform. And I have found that oftentimes the person immediately connects with what I'm saying. And so even though I'm not sure what the message is, together we figure it out. So
Exactly. You're absolutely right. You know, and sometimes people can smell. They can smell flowers. My mother, I have to tell you this because this happened to me. I think I've probably experienced almost everything except for that crystal ball. I couldn't see anything in that thing. But anyways, we went someplace, my son and my husband and I, and my son said to me, Mom, come over here. And my mother had passed away not too long before that. And she always liked a certain fragrance, and it was called Taboo. And that was pretty strong. And he said, come over here and tell me what you smell. Well, it was her perfume. And
oh, wow.
He looked at me and I looked at him. I said, "Hi, Mom. I'm glad you're with us. We were on a little vacation, you know." But it was the neatest thing. So I probably have, you know, I have probably experienced an awful lot. That was before I even had my sights at all. Maybe opening me up. I have no idea, but I love the field. There are so many gifts. People have so many gifts. It's just totally unreal. And they're blessed, and some people don't even know that they have gifts. My son is one. My little granddaughter. You probably know younger people, too, that see things. My granddaughter sees things out of the corner of her eye, and she'll come over. "Oh, Grammy," she says, I think I just saw Grampy, you know, and my husband passed away last year. And we sit and talk about it. I don't tell her, "Oh, no, you didn't," because I think she has seen him. So, it's really, truly amazing, and it's a wonderful thing. And, you know, we've already talked 30 minutes, Stars Maya. However, if you want to continue on just a little bit longer, I don't mind.
Well, I think,
go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You had the thought. That's okay. Go.
Okay, I just wanted to add something because I did ask this a lot, so I just wanted to throw out some general information. The way that I work is I connect with what I call my spirit guide. Now, and I know a lot of people in the profession that connect this way as well, so I'm familiar with this, very familiar, and I'm also very familiar with the paranormal because I belong to a local team and I've done a lot of work. Our spirit guides do not develop a personal relationship. As humans, we have the need to name something. Just like if we have a pet, we don't call, even if we have one cat or one dog, we don't call it cat and dog. You know, it's a human need to name something. And I'm not going to suggest that our guides don't have names or that sometimes we don't connect with some of the highest, the archangels. But one thing that I wanted to be clear about is that it's a working relationship. And even though my guides are constantly with me, they're constantly sharing, they're constantly giving me the information, whether it's an image, whether they're showing me a calendar, or like you said, I'm getting a smell of something, or if we're doing a medical reading, they're showing me a picture of the body and what areas to look out for. They never cross the boundary of trying to develop a personal relationship in the sense that a human would. You know, we don't sit, you know, I don't see them or feel them sitting next to me just to share time together. So I think for anyone that, you know, even a client that is, because we have a lot of clients that, of course, especially in this new millennium, that are, you know, really into learning more about their spirituality and about their guides and how to get guidance on their own, which I think is fabulous. And I'm always encouraging people to work on themselves and to experience that on their own. But whenever you have any kind of energy that's working towards a more personal relationship, that's something to really be aware of, and I feel that can be a red flag, because usually that goes along with Ouija boards and spirit boards. Usually when energy comes and tries to make us, you know, or tries to develop something that's too personal, that's something that we should share with a human being, their intentions are not at the highest. Your site is so wonderful because it's all about the light. It's all light workers. You know, I say our site, but I mean that only because you've created such a wonderful feeling of us being a team. I, of course, have nothing to do with the site other than, you know, I work, you know, for you. But I feel like it's our site because you've created such a wonderful atmosphere and such great energy that we're all in this together. We're all working for the greater good of the site. But, yeah, that's just something you know, when I'm working with my spirit guides, it's the same as relationship as I would have with the boss. You know, I would, you know, do the work for them, and, you know, we may be pleasant with each other, but we would not cross certain boundaries. So for those clients out there that are just getting involved in spirituality and are learning and wanting to know their spirit guides, wanting to know their names or connect with them to get guidance along their life's journey, they really need to be aware if there's any feeling of the development of a personal relationship, you really should seek the guidance of a professional, one of us at Star Psychics, because that always does not feel right to me. A lot of times something that's actually their intentions are not so good. They will start out luring us, and they will start out making us feel good and making us, you know, want to spend time with them. But as it will turn out, which I've seen many times before, it turns out to be a negative energy and an energy that's interfering with our life. And, you know, my favorite saying is we have feet, not wings. So that's all
right.
I wanted to say. You and I could talk ever.
For hours. Oh, yes. And we have a lot of people in the chat room. And I want to tell our callers that I see that you've called in, and we'll get to each one of you. But this was not a recorded topic this time. Last couple of weeks we've been just coming in and talking, and I'm finding that it's a lot of fun. It's, you know, impromptu, and we can question each other, and I have a lot of readers in the chat room right now, and, of course, they're welcome to do that as well. I keep asking them. I know Star Sirius has been on. Stars Phoenix has been on. She's in the room. Star Psychic Priestess Candy has been on. Stars Judy Noah is in the room, and I do thank them. I want to thank them right away. Now, I think we'll get to our callers, Stars Maya. I lost one, I know, okay. But I've got others here. So let's see who we've got, okay?
Okay, thank you, Stars Cast. As always, it's such a pleasure, and you're so enlightening. I just love talking with you. So I'm ready. Let's go.
You're ready. Okay, hold on. Hiya, this is Stars Cast. Who am I talking to?
This is Tammy.
Hi, Tammy. How are you tonight?
Okay,
have you called in before?
Well, this is Stars Tammy.
Oh, my Tammy.
Yeah.
One of mine. Excuse me. This is one of mine. This is my Stars. Yeah, you got it. Yeah, I didn't recognize the phone number. Okay, well, Stars Maya, we have Stars Tammy here. Okay, let me go to the next caller and find out if we have another Stars listening in. I don't know, so I'm going to put you on hold, Tammy, okay?
Okay, all right.
Hi there, this is Stars Cast. Who am I talking to?
Hi, this is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You haven't called in a long time.
I have not. No, I gave it a break.
I know you haven't. See, I know who you are. I recognize the name. I recognize the name, but I recognize the phone number, too. See, that's the thing I know. So, okay, you have a question for Stars Maya tonight?
I wanted to know when you feel like... hi, Stars Maya. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
There.
Okay.
Stars Maya, you have Lisa.
Okay. Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
And go ahead. Stars Cast was just transferring you over to me.
Oh,
so
okay.
Go ahead, Lisa, with your question.
Sure. I didn't want to be too abrupt. Yes, I wanted to ask you when when you feel that I'll be getting my settlement and moving, relocating. Thank you.
Okay, so when do I think you're going to be getting your settlement and moving? And did you recently, was there some type of court appearance or maybe not with you, but was there some type of something in court in the last couple of weeks, the last 3 weeks or so?
No, there's no been no court appearances in the last 3 weeks.
Okay, so there has not been, there has not, the courts have not yet been involved. There hasn't been anything filed?
No, not right now.
Okay, because I feel like I'm getting that there's going to be some type, it may not be necessary for you to be there, but I feel like there's going to be a court date, and I'm kind of surprised that that hasn't happened or you don't have a date on that. I feel that you are going to get the settlement. You are going to make a move. It looks and it's feeling right now that it could be the end of this year, but it's really close.
Oh, that's great news.
Yeah, I would say I'm feeling about 70% sure that it's going to be the end of this year, and if not, it'll be within the first quarter of the new year. So you're on the home stretch with that, and I definitely feel like I keep getting 3 weeks, 3 weeks, 3 weeks. So I definitely feel like something positive movement-wise is going to occur, and it's going to involve some type of legal court proceedings in your favor on this case, on this settlement. So I really wish you the best, Lisa, and please let us know how it all turns out. And, of course, you know you can always visit us for an in-depth reading. And God bless you, and thank you for your call.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we've got, let me see, Stars Maya, I've got Stars Morningstar here, so I'll give the next caller to her if that's okay with you.
Sure, absolutely. Share the love.
Kira, are you there?
I'm here, thank you.
Okay,
hello.
Okay, hold on. Hello, hold on, I'm going to connect you with Stars Morningstar.
Okay.
Stars Morningstar, go ahead. You have Kira on the line right now.
Hi, Kira.
Kira,
how are you today?
Go ahead and answer your question.
I'm doing pretty good. My question has to do with employment. I'd like to know if you see any career opportunities coming up for me this year.
I feel like that you're going to be separating from this standstill quite rapidly, and it's going to be, it's also going to take some creativity on your part, you know, kind of be creative about what it is that you want. I do feel that there you should get a contact within about 3 months, but I want you to be optimistic about what it is that you want. I want, you know, to be very clear about what job you like. I know everybody kind of sometimes gets in a rush on the deal to get going. But be very clear with your guardian angels. And I do see, you know, somewhere within 3 months you should have a stable job that you enjoy. You seem to be loosening up. You seem to be in your element. You seem to be happy. And ends seem to be meeting for you. Okay? Does that make sense to you?
It does. And how do you see me connecting with that position? Will I find it on the internet? Will I hear about it through word of mouth?
I think that you're going to find it. Well, I see you finding it in like a newspaper, maybe the internet, something like that. I see you finding it in that area. So it's not going to be word of mouth. And, you know, nobody's going to call you up out of the blue. But you're going to find it, and it's going to, it may make you feel a little bit nervous, but I want you to release that fear, and I want you to say, this is something that I want to do, and I can utilize my values in it, and I want you to move forward on it, because it's going to be a job that you are very comfortable in.
Mm-hmm. I just had not had luck this past year on the internet. That's why I'm trying to think of other avenues that I can take in my search. The newspaper is a dying breed, So I'm trying to, you know, connect with people from the past and the present. And that's why I asked that question.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't give up. Even the newspapers are still utilized, though. You know, they reach a lot of people. The computer reaches a lot of people as well. But don't give up on either one, okay? Because I do see, like, printing, okay? So it's either a newspaper or in the value of the computer.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Kira. And, you know, you can get an in-depth reading at, I think she's dropped. All right. Okay, well, Morningstar, looks like we're going to be waiting for callers. Let me connect Stars Maya here. Stars Maya,
mm-hmm.
Okay. We don't have any callers left at this moment in time, but I thought since we're talking about tools of the trade earlier, maybe we could ask Stars Morningstar, what do you use when you read, Stars Morningstar?
I go by how I feel, you know, an intuitive. I am a medium. So, you know, it's kind of a telepathy form of communication. I'm not clairaudient or anything like that. I'm working on my RV, but I use the pendulum and the cards.
Okay, and RV, for those who don't know, that's remote viewing. That is not easy to do. I know it's done. I don't know if that's what I do sometimes. I don't think so. Stars Maya and I were talking about it, that I can, it's almost like I'm not in another dimension, but it's like if I focus hard enough, I can actually, like, be in my kitchen, but I'm with somebody else, only the eyes cannot see that other person. We're interacting. You know, it's a strange thing, but we've got another caller. We don't want to miss these callers. Oh, we've got two more callers, so hold on, ladies. Stars Maya, you're going to be up next, and Stars Morningstar, I'm going to put you on hold, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Stars Maya, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I got another caller here. Let me get this person right away here. And the other ones that are calling in, please don't go away. Just hold on. I will be with you. Hi there. This is Stars Cast. Who am I talking to?
Hello, my name is Kate.
Hi, Kate. How are you tonight?
I'm good. Thank you.
Good. Well, I have Stars Maya. You're next in line. You can ask her your one question. She's on the air with you right now, so go ahead. Kate, this is Stars Maya.
Hi, thanks. I am feeling like making a lot of changes, and I'm looking at moving either a new job in the same city, but I'm kind of hesitating that because I'm thinking of a bigger move and, you know, looking to relocate somewhere. And I'm also wanting to just to take a break right now and to travel, and that might help me clear, you know, make a decision of which way to go. So I'm just kind of change in general, and I'm just not clear where to start.
Okay, Kate. Well, right away, what I got around you is that you definitely need a break. And can I ask for your month of birth?
Yeah, 9/22.
Okay, I felt like it was coming up soon.
Yeah.
And if you listened to the show earlier, you know that I'm not an astrologer, but
right.
My guides, it helps them, and so they always ask me to get that information. So one thing to know is that after this birthday, you're going to come into a much clearer, more decisive cycle. It's been pretty chaotic. I feel like there's been some loss. You know, there's just been a lot of struggle. So if you can
a lot of restarting. I feel like I've been always building and restarting and building and restarting. But
this is going to be. What you're heading for is you're heading for the last of the major. Now, of course, as humans, we always have minor changes. You know, we're always moving and shifting. But as far as all these major changes, you know, there's you've got a little bit of anxiety and chaos going on right now.
If you can afford to take a break, what my guides are suggesting is that you do that. And what they're telling me is that you really need a big, new, fresh start. And if you time that so that it happens shortly after your birthday or right around your birthday, that would be the best time for your move. That right now is not a good decision-making time for you, which is why they're suggesting you take a break. But they want you to know that, you know, you've gone through some karmic lessons, you've had some obstacles, and, you know, bad things do happen to good people. So sometimes, you know, we just get slammed all at once. We have a lot of universal influences that are going on right now. So what they're telling me is, I get 7 years. So I feel like it's been, you know, if that makes sense to you now, lately it's been a lot more on the incline and increase, all this frustration and things just not going right. So that's the answer, is take the break if you can and look for something that's long distance, that's a whole fresh new start. Because not only is the fresh new start a major move going to help you, but your emotional and spiritual core being is going to be in a place where you're going to be able to make the most of that move, and it's really going to be positive. It's going to place you in a situation, in an area where the opportunities are going to be positive, and any changes are going to be minor, but they're all going to be really good changes. So you're actually heading into a wonderful cycle and phase where so many new doors. Yeah, there's a lot to look forward to. So just be patient, keep getting down, take the break, go ahead and take it. You need it now. This is the best time for you to take it between now and your birthday, and I really wish you the best. And be sure to come visit us for an in-depth reading. God bless you, Kate, and we appreciate your question tonight.
All right. And you see a relationship as part of that as well in the new cycle?
Absolutely. Everything that you were not able to completely grasp or did not work out with, failed relationship or relationships have been a part of this challenge and difficulty that you've gone through. And so when you make these changes and you change over and your energy becomes much more balanced, you're going to attract a very different caliber of person to you. And so I do see not just a soulmate, as I always say, a soulmate's an opportunity, but I see a life partner coming into your life, and that's going to be next year. And you want to give yourself that time because, you know, we attract what we are. The last thing you need is somebody else to fix or to battle with or drama. That you've been there, done that.
Right.
So you have, you know, you really everything, every piece of your life, it's like a puzzle, and it's a jigsaw puzzle. And, you know, so let's say the past, and even the present was you trying to piece it together and you couldn't quite get it right. After your birthday, between now and into 2014, it's going to be put together and gold framed and hung up in your house. I mean, that's really
All right. Sounds great. Thank you so much. And it's my first time listening to the show, so I'm glad I found you on Block on the Radio.
Yeah, come back and listen, Kate. And I do wish you all the best, and I'm excited for your future.
Great. All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Kate.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, now we're going to go on here. I have another caller, if I can switch over here. We're having a little issue. Okay. All right, Stars Maya, I have one more caller here, and I'm going to give her to Stars Morning Star, but you hold on. Don't go away. Stars Morning Star, I am going to connect you with Patricia. Just a moment. Patricia, you're on with Stars Morning Star. You can go ahead and ask her your question.
Hi, Stars, Morning Star. Thank you for taking my call and doing a reading for me. I was just listening to the last reading, and I would like to know if there's a life partner for me.
Okay, well, life partners are always wonderful. I see happiness. I feel happiness coming in. I feel that sometimes right now you're kind of thinking of past events, things that, you know, things from the past. But I want you to kind of work with the child within and kind of bring it forward into the now, okay? Be specific about what it is that you want. What, you know, be your guardian angel is always around you, and I always suggest this to everyone. When we're looking for a life partner, be very specific. Physical details, emotional details, you know, exactly how it is you want, because they want to give you that. You do have a life partner coming in. I'm kind of feeling he's kind of earthy, so he may be able to supply you with the things that you need, okay? As far as an emotional value, I believe that he'll endure that for you as well. So he seems to be a very grounded. I feel like he may be responsible, and he's listening to you a lot about how you feel about things. So yes, he has dark hair, and I want to say I'm seeing like a blue eyes, but they're not like, they're more like a bluish green color, actually. And he's kind of tall, but kind of heavy set, not on the overweight side, but kind of on the thick side, okay? So maybe he's big boned. He seems to be very nice, and I'm getting the letter L and R. So there's the letters L and R, maybe Larry. I'm wanting to say Larry. But the L and the R is very, very prominent. I see this coming in about, I want to say 6 to 8 weeks, to be quite honest. And I'm just going to turn a card to make sure. And there it is. It's 7. So in between 7 and 8 weeks. Okay?
Okay. And when you say he listens to me, is he tapped into my energy already?
When you meet, okay, and you're in the relationship, this will move forward for you. He seems to be sensitive to your needs, to your emotional status.
Okay, so we're vibrating at the soul level then. This is a good
Correct.
Soul. A soul. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So that's,
yes.
Uh-huh. Okay, wonderful. So look for a Larry or a Ron.
Yeah, it definitely has an L and an R, but I feel like, you know, the first word that came out was Larry, because that's L and R. You know,
okay.
That's what I wanted to say. So, but you definitely have a connection, okay? This could be a karmic connection, which would link you as a soulmate. So, but he's definitely a life partner, okay?
So
don't expect the worst. Start to do those positive affirmations. I'm here, and kind of look forward to it. Don't cuddle too much in your past, you know, bring it forward. And the child within is just how we act as a child, but in an adult sense, we've learned to control things a little bit more in a sense.
Yes, yeah, I've been doing that. I've been just being free-minded and having
fun. Right. Well, focus them and channel them into, you know, don't let them just wander. Focus it and get it into view, and it should come in for you.
Okay, and not to think about the past, like closure with other people that I've had in the past. Let that go.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Kind of open yourself up to the cosmos and the universe and accept the now.
Okay.
And the future. Okay.
And there's no J in this name at all? No.
I seen an L and an R, and the only word that came out was Larry. I really don't see a J. I could ask my pendulum. It's going around about a 1-inch circle, and it's saying no.
Okay.
All right.
So this is somebody that I don't know. It's totally
new. Yeah, this is somebody new.
Okay. Well, I will keep that in mind.
Thank you.
Yeah, so this could be interesting. You know, that we have karmic connections from past lives, and you know, they're usually related, and they come to us as friends. They could be any age. They could be within or without the family. But this one seems to be a very strong karmic connection in which you can continue forward within a relationship.
Oh, okay. For life, and it'll be a good. Because I was just in a karmic relationship that I had to let go of.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I don't want to go through that again.
Yeah, they're very strong, and sometimes they're very hard to let go of. But forget, you know, the biggest thing here is to forgive yourself. I forgive myself for past experience, though I have learned a lot from them, you know, and to move forward. And don't huddle in the past too much. You know, it's like staying in your den when you should be out enjoying the sunshine and the breeze and the leaves and the trees and all that good stuff.
Yes, okay. Well, it sounds
okay.
Good. That's exactly what I want to do, but thank you very much.
Uh-huh, you're very welcome.
Blessings to you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Patricia. Come visit the site, starspsychics.com, S-T-R-Z, psychics.com, and you can see Star's Morningstar there. Usually there's 25 to 30 readers on at a time. In the evening, it varies, they're on and they're off, and soon, and I have to let everybody know, my webmaster and I, we're real close to our voice chat. You'll be able to actually talk to your advisor so long as you have a microphone. It'll be really cool. So thank you, Patricia.
But we can call
in. I think that, you go to the site, you still do, you know, your account and you purchase your minutes, but when you go into the reader's chat room, there'll be a little button there that will say allow, and you'll be able to push to talk, and so long as she's got hers on, you can talk like we're talking right now. You don't even need the phone.
Oh, okay, because I don't think I have a microphone on my computer. I've never used that, but the only way that I would do that is
phone. You should see, you know, but microphones are really inexpensive. I've been telling, I should probably get a job at Logitech. I mean, I really sell so many of them, I think, and but yeah, mine is a little $9 thing that sits on my desk. I got it at Radio Shack.
Okay.
Yeah, so anyway, that's something to look forward to. So come visit us there, and you're welcome to come listen to the show again. And thank you very much for coming tonight.
Thank you. Good night.
You're welcome. Okay, my ladies, I guess it's after 8 o'clock here, and time to close our show. I want to thank you both for coming tonight. We had some new people. The room has been pretty full. I have to thank Stars Series and Stars Judy Noah, Stars Phoenix, Stars Psychic Priestess Candy for coming in. They were all in the room tonight and talking, and it's all good and wonderful. The show is getting much more popular, and I'm really happy. And I don't know what we're going to talk on next week, Stars Maya. What are we going to do?
I will have to find something exciting to talk about. Maybe, I know we've thrown around a couple subjects. Maybe we could do something on animals and their ability.
Right. Oh, yeah. And yeah, I used to have a pet psychic on my site at one time.
Well, I am
and,
a pet psychic.
Well, we'll have
you
to
are.
Have people calling in about their pets. Well, you know, Morningstar is around horses. Oh, don't get her started on them little ponies that she's got.
Well,
yes,
that would be a nice subject, Stars Morningstar, how animals can help us heal and provide companionship so that we don't get involved or get attached when we're in a challenging situation. What's your thoughts on that?
So Stars Morningstar, maybe next week you can come in earlier and you can do the discussion with Stars Maya. Well, the three of us can certainly do that. I mean, I invite all of my readers to do the topics, but you know, since you have horses and you have to tell about your husband that trains the horses and how he does it in a very short time. And because you and I have talked about that, I've only been on a horse once, and oh my gosh, I felt like oh, I thought I was up to the sky. I mean, this horse was so tall, and I was this little thing up there, and they were all getting a kick out of what I was doing. It was hilarious. My husband got pictures and everything, and, oh, my gosh, I was like this little flea on his back.
Aw.
Yeah, but yeah, you and I have talked about that. So next week, okay, let's plan on this next week. And, again, I want to thank everybody for coming tonight. Stars Maya, as usual, Stars Morning Star, and all my beautiful stars that are in the room. And we will all get together again next week. So off we go. We'll see you next week, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.